I'm sorry.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast. Listen,
I'm trying to get the goddamn thing together.
You just messing up my intro.
This hoe in here taking pictures.
I'm on live.
Oh.
I'm on live.
Like, what is Vaughn doing? I'm sick of her.
Hey, y'all. Hey.
Throw it out.
I got to go now. Y'all want to tune in to the Very Necessary Podcast? Then you need to subscribe to us. Bye. Okay, we can start the show now.
I'm tired of her.
Hey, y'all.
See, she gets to acting like this when it's almost time for her birthday.
Yes.
As she should.
Yes.
As she should.
Yes.
How are you going to be, old school?
I'll be 47.
As she should.
47, yes. Mm-hmm. I'm getting up there. I can no longer say. I'm getting up there. 47, girl, I'm almost close to 50.
And so that's a great thing.
So I'm glad you're embracing, because at one point I was saying how we was late 40s, right? She's talking about not me. I'm mid 40s. Ma'am, what kind of rounding did you learn in elementary school?
It depends on the continuation of the numbers that makes you want to round up or round down.
Ma'am.
But after 45.
40 to 43.
You round to the nearest.
40 to 43 10, is early 40s.
The nearest 10. 44
I ain't take that math class.
44 after to 46. 44 to 46 is mid. 47 to 49 is late 40s.
So I'm in my late 40s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And really, you when you're 46, Yoshi giving you 46. But honestly, if you round to the nearest 10,
yeah,
you're going to 50.
So we go.
Why y'all got to make it sound like? But why y'all got to say it like that?
I love it.
I can't wait. I just, you know, I still got a little youth in me, like real youthful.
You can still, like, you can still be youthful.
But I think I'm a millennial sometimes. Or is it a Gen Z? What are we?
We're generation X.
Okay, then millennials come at the generation X. Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes I'm on the cusp.
Okay,
how the hell are you on the cusp?
Because I'm a late 70s baby.
What?
She's 78.
Now let me tell you one thing about that. I don't like to be called 79 because that's too close to 80. I still like to be in the 70s.
In the 70s.
But
the 70s was lit.
I want to be known as a 70s baby.
The children that were born in the 70s
was lit. I
want
to act like an 80s.
The 80s was lit.
The 80s
we
was
are
lit.
80s babies. Because we grew up in that
era. We were young.
Yeah, we grew up in the
80s. But I want to be claimed as the 70s.
Right.
I made it before 79. See, 79, those are the problem 70s.
You think so?
Those are problem 70s. Because they really... They identify weirdly.
Really?
Not the 78s, the 79s.
Oh, what you mean? Oh.
That's in my mind. Let me think. Let me make it make sense.
Yeah. I'm just going to let you think whatever you like.
Yeah, because see, I want to be like my bigger sisters.
You think how you feel.
No, you wanted to be the baby. I want to act
like the 80 babies.
We are
but
the
I
want to
be
babies.
Known as the set. No, I'm talking birth year wise.
Decade wise.
I want to make sure I'm in the books for the 70s. So when they start talking about the 70s, that me? Because the 80s, they weird. Them 80 babies born in that decade.
Them the crack babies.
Yeah.
Those are the crack babies, baby. Those are crack babies.
I don't want to be associated on paper as
the later 80s, like 87.
No, crack came out in what?
83? 83? 83, 84.
Because
that's when Dare and all that came out.
Yeah, Ronald Reagan was in office.
I was in elementary school. I was 6 years old when he was in office.
Oh, wow.
I remember Dare because we had the Dare shirts and the Dare campaigns came to school. Mm-hmm. And yeah. So I don't want to be associated with
them. So
they
were still doing coke in 81, 82. But they was doing... crack rock.
Yeah, that's when they start. See, I want to be the pure. I want to be in the coke. I want to be in the cocaina.
I mean, they had all kind of drugs.
No,
every- What did they say? That
Yeah, my own crack rock. Now that was 90s, right?
No, that was 80s. That song came out in the 80s. Yeah, my mama was on 90s.
I thought it was like 89.
Maybe about 88, 89, something like that. But look, so they had this thing on. Can you focus on the show?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
They had this thing where if you were a 70s baby, you've basically gone through, what was it, 4 or 5 decades.
Just about 4 or 5.
So you've basically lived through 4 or 5 decades. Mm-hmm. And they said that you would probably be, we're going to have the most longevity because we are the strongest.
We're the last of the dying breeds.
Do you really think we're going to have longevity like the baby boomers?
Even longer.
Because I don't think we take care of ourselves.
We are
like
more.
We should.
We are.
I'm just being honest.
Are you?
Producer, agree with that?
We definitely.
Oh God, he got to pull his mic out.
No, seriously, I don't think that we're gonna have the longevity that they had.
I just think take care of themselves.
You talking about
the baby boomers?
Well, I don't even know if it's more so them taking care of themselves. I think just more so nutritionally.
Mm-hmm.
We're basically more subservient to foods that have been processed, mm-hmm. and have additives and this, that, and the third in it.
Because they cook.
Yeah, because and not only that they cook, but what they were getting, mm-hmm. like their chicken legs weren't the size of a turkey.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Because we don't know if we eat ostrich meat or
like,
not.
Like I found, you know, we found out a couple of years ago that the tilapia is man-made.
Man-made.
It's a man-made food.
And everybody just passed out.
Yeah, and
and
ever since then, I don't eat it.
I don't eat it either. But you know, I've never eaten tilapia.
So I just don't think that. And then not only that, but with the lifestyle that the majority of us in our generation live, we don't take time for our health.
What about all the people in our generation who have become vegan? Because we didn't have a lot of vegans.
But even that is still subservient to pesticides and all the stuff that we don't know, and a lot of that stuff is man-made too,
right? Because the stuff that they say is organic is
vegan, so it tastes like chicken. Well, how did you get it to taste like chicken?
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
So seasonings.
No. I'm not saying it's not, but what I'm saying is you're adding to. It's not like you're taking the plant and doing the plant as is.
Okay.
You're doing something to this plant food to modify it so it gives the taste of.
Okay.
And I think we're getting better. Mm-hmm. We're getting better.
But
I think it's done.
I think we've done a lot of damage. And so
we're looking at things and juicing and eating the natural herbs and all that kind of stuff and vegetables that we're supposed to be. But I don't know.
But even back in the day, did they work out and do the exercise?
I think they were more active.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They walked a lot of places.
Because they didn't have cell phones. They didn't have social media.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't like the kids today. I think the generation after us is even more screwed.
Oh gosh, yes.
Because
I agree.
They don't have I'm fit now, but why are these people, most of them being fit? Well, most of them being fit to be influencers on social media. It's not because they're innately motivated to go out there and walk in this, that, and the third, and lift and everything else they're supposed to do.
Because you don't find them outside playing or anything. No, like, you don't see them smelling like dogs when they come in the house.
And a lot of them have had their bodies done.
Yeah.
And that's the next thing. Like, we live in a microwave society. So if I don't want to do stuff, mm-mm. like I literally was in the gym. This is when I was going all the time. Mm-hmm. Dude came in. He literally came in. Set up at the bench, set up his camera, took pictures, did like one rep or one set of everything, and then left. He was in there for like 15, 20 minutes.
That is crazy.
He couldn't even put on there that he sweated.
No.
It couldn't even have been no sweat
and
in the picture.
And then took a picture. You know how they take the picture and the thing.
Yeah,
like
He set up production inside the gym.
Inside the gym and then left. But that's what we're living in, because now he can go get, men can get abs.
Yeah.
Like just surgically done.
Yeah, I know. They told it on Drake.
But that's what I'm saying. That's what we live in. And so I just don't think that now we're getting better. And I think there's a chance that we can. But my grandmother, 1929, was born. She lived to see 90, 92.
Mm-hmm.
I sometimes be like, am I going to see 92?
Right.
I'm mm-hmm. hitting, and now it got me here doing mango portable smoothies and doggone making sure I'm watching what I'm eating because I know that that day.
And we weren't raised that way. We weren't raised exactly. in a microwave society. Yeah. We our parents came home, cooked. Well, I know I can't speak for right. everybody, but right. for the most part,
no, you're right.
We cooked. It was a privilege food. To go mm-hmm. to McDonald's.
Yes.
A privilege.
Yes.
And McDonald's
on Friday.
Is less okay. nutritional Ooh, today God. Than right. it was yes. then.
Yes.
That's space food.
Because if you think about it too, people are trying to save money to make their profit. Because just like cost is going up on us in grocery, cost is going up in these restaurants. Right. So how are they keeping their prices the same? Waffle House in Florence is charging an extra $2 per egg.
I heard about Waffle House.
Per egg. And this is mm-hmm. the egg that come with the order.
Right.
This is not an extra egg.
Right.
What?
Yeah, that happened. Yeah,
I'm
that
glad was in I don't the news eat
a couple
eggs.
Of weeks ago.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Per egg.
All the Waffle House are doing
on
that.
On your order. If you want an extra one, then it's basically per egg that you
Man,
want.
Man, I'm going to buy a carton. By the time you finish paying for egg at Waffle House.
That's the point. The carton of eggs.
They saying, they promoting, yeah. hey, it's better to cook at home. But yes. shit, sometimes when I go buy my ingredients for the shit that I want to cook.
It's just as much.
I might as well have
so
eight
So it's like
out.
An even feel now. Because y'all, I was in Publix the other day. And I had to look back. The eggs, a dozen, $13.99.
What?
Yes.
Bullshit. Yeah. Y'all because better go, get y'all a chicken and put in the goddamn backyard.
I said, what?
13?
And I meant to take a picture.
They got this lady. This guy's lady who raises chickens here in Florence sells them by the $5 a dozen. And she is killing.
And she is making money. Oh, yeah. I'm sure she is.
Now you can't, you know, they're like farm fresh, straight out the egg, straight out the chicken.
Yeah, farm.
So and they are, and I said, please bring me my carton per week, ma'am. I'm on a rotation. Give me that carton per week.
Yeah.
I need that. But
what
I'm
happened
saying,
to like, the 99 cent eggs and the 89 cent eggs and the 79 cent eggs?
You'll
egg?
Never see it
the
again.
The blue carton was 79 cents. The yellow carton was 69 and the white, yeah.
Let me tell you what happened to us, too. We're so conditioned when we go shopping because the prices were down at a point in our lifetime. That a lot of times, I know I'm a culprit, but I don't know if you guys are, but I just grab the stuff. Okay, this. Okay, that. Oh, buy one, get one. Let me just get one because mm-hmm. I know it's half off. And boom, and then I get to the register. I'm like, how the hell I did $75?
Easy.
And all I did was, all I want to do is cook a piece of salmon and some asparagus.
I feel like, bad now for all the times I done let eggs go bad in my refrigerator.
Yeah.
All the eggs I done wasted. Because I done sat there, because I don't eat eggs, mm-hmm. but I put eggs in things that
right.
I make.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's why.
But Vaughn, that's the perfect point as to how they, because every food was cooked more, we ate out less, and now we're eating out more and cooking less.
Mm. And y'all better learn how to cook. Or it's going to teach you how to cook. Cause you won't be able to afford to eat out.
Your body can't afford to eat out.
Yeah, your pocketbook gonna be able to afford it because it's really gonna be cheaper. I just got a breakfast sandwich for $2. I got a whole breakfast for $2 just now at the McDonald's. Yeah. Was it the most nutritional thing that I could have eaten this morning? Hell no, but it was fast and it took me 2 minutes. I didn't have to cook. I had an early start, and that's this is another thing why it's going to be an issue later on down the line. Mm. Time. We so goddamn busy trying to juggle everything in life. You got to remember, people back in the day, they didn't have podcasts. They didn't have social media. We got all these outside little things going on that take up so much time in our life. What else do we, like, people going to the gym? People didn't have to sit out an hour or two a time in their day to go to gym.
No.
What's another thing that takes up a bunch of time in your life now that you got to do other than your little recreational activities?
Like cooking? Yeah. To be honest.
No, you had to cook.
No, but I think we work so much mm-hmm. that we're looking for something quick, simple, and easy. I'm not a big meal prepper type person. Mm-hmm. I tried to meal prep. It just it's, I can't do
but
it.
But if you go back to when we grew up, you basically got up in the morning, your parents got up, you went to school, they went to work. Y'all, everybody came home in the evening, you started on your little homework, you might have played outside, and your parents got home, and they basically did, you know, dinner, got the house all settled down, might have prepped for tomorrow, and y'all went y'all ass to bed. You might have watched, remember even then, you had a TV show that you watched at maybe 7 or 8 o'clock. That was it. That's all your entertainment for the night. And you took your ass to bed. Look at these kids now. They be up on the phone and the tablet till 11, 12 o'clock at night. That's why they don't go to sleep in the best shape. Your parents be on the phone and on the social media all time of the night. It's just like, it just seemed like we so consumed with all the outside stuff. And then even on the weekends. What was the routine on the weekends?
Clean the house. You got your ass up.
Mm-hmm. You cleaned the whole house. Yes. You washed clothes.
But everybody got somewhere to go now.
Yeah. You gotta go to brunch. You gotta go to brunch. You gotta go to your activity.
Yep. I mean, you gotta take the kids different directions.
That's what I'm saying. Practice.
Y'all gotta go to everybody's birthday party.
And lo and behold, you got 2-3 kids that in different things.
In different things, yep.
And that's why I say reduce the stress and the feeling like you have to be at everything and be everything to everybody in your life. I told my cousins who I just realized that all of the invitations that I got for May, that I would literally, if I try to do everything, I will be gone from my house every weekend in May. I cannot do it. I told my cousin, I said, if I'm unable to make it, I will send a Cash App and y'all have a good time, because I know I have things planned. And so I have had to, in my life, basically, I'm going to do myself one activity a month.
Oh, okay.
And the rest of the, because I'm in school.
I get it.
I don't
have,
and if it's a, and I say out of town activity, you know, it's going to be some things that I want to do locally. But,
I
set out a timeline of what I'm going to allow myself, because I'm not going to get overwhelmed. I'm too old to be around here fucking stressed out and overwhelmed because I'm trying to do everything and be everywhere and be everything to everybody. I'm not.
I get it.
Yeah, that's...
I understand exactly how you feel.
That's that old lady gloating shit I'm on. Y'all ain't gonna worry me. I will tell you quick. Y'all are not gonna worry me. I tell them niggas at my job, I'm about to shut my door and take me a 10-minute break because y'all... Done got on my last goddamn nerve. And then I come back and I'm revived and I give good customer care and patient care because I want to be my best.
Yes.
And I don't just want to be my best to my job and other people. I want to be my best to myself.
Absolutely. And that's all that matters.
And
just leave me alone.
Leave me alone. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That's how you feel about it?
Mm-hmm. But... Dog, how we get on that?
I don't know. We went on a tangent because that's what old motherfuckers do. They go
off. That's why we got on it. Because y'all, we was talking about age.
Yeah, and your birthday coming up.
Yep. I'm having a simple birthday this year. Low-key, laid back.
Good. No, whoop, 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 whoop. I don't want to go back
We're not doing that.
Yeah,
I don't want to go back there either.
I'm just not a fan, and everybody just raves.
I'm not
a fan of that.
I do want to try some of the new places that we have.
Yes. Oh, the food was nasty.
It's a new place called Champagne.
Yeah,
I want to try that. Mm-hmm. There's a rooftop bar called Moxie. I don't know if you heard of that.
Yep.
I want to experience.
Isn't somebody having a party there in July? I heard it's called.
I don't want to go to nobody party.
No, it's a day party, and it's grown people. My understanding, and they're calling it sundresses and shades.
Sundresses and shades.
I might go.
Yeah, I think it's sometime in July. I saw it.
I spread myself thin when people invite me places around town.
Well, you know, well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's. let's get to our
But I did hear about the Champlain, and I heard the place is beautiful, and then it's a
club
homegirl that owns it. And
yeah.
And so I just feel like I feel like we need to support.
I want to do that for my birthday, like a little nice dinner. But that's the only thing that I want to do for my birthday. So if y'all don't mind joining me in the Vista.
You inviting these people on the podcast?
No, I'm inviting y'all.
Oh.
I ain't telling them when my birthday.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we'll talk offline.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. We'll talk offline.
Okay.
Okay.
Because so, I know so can something I get was to... already. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Okay.
Go ahead.
You finished?
Uh-uh. Go ahead. I'm finished. Oh, I'm done. Okay.
What we doing?
Playing the clip? Yeah, we gonna play the clip.
Okay, clip.
I was trying to get the shit together because you know what. Okay, we
Bean
playing
footage rolling.
Okay.
Thing to say at 55. I don't think I've clearly chosen a partner that's compatible for me. Yet, with all I know, I'm too smart to have chosen what I've chosen, you know?
Yeah.
I could have given myself the credit for how intelligent I really am. I think sometimes I found myself in situations past the expiration date purely out of loneliness. I think loneliness is probably the greatest culprit to get me into things where I could have probably just looked at it and gone, I know that ain't gonna work.
Yeah. Now let me tell you something. If you've ever...
Okay. So, yes. That was Cree Summer.
You know, that is the number one... I can't speak for men, but for women, no one wants to be alone or feeling alone or lonely. Jeez. So we do stay in situations because it's comfortable or because we just to status wise to say we have someone to go out and do things with. But we know the expiration has expired.
Mm-hmm.
Long, and we should have gotten rid of dead weight. You've already exited, like, when, you know, they say when women are done, there's no more emotion left in the situation. Like, there's nothing you can do to grab my attention anymore. Once a woman is fed up, she's done. Like, mm-hmm. Her emotions are just done. And I think sometimes women stay in situations just because they have moved on in other areas, but they haven't moved on from this piece because they don't want to be lonely. And I applaud Cree for not just settling for anything and having a standard, having boundaries.
Well, she says she has settled many a time.
Well,
staying too long in something she knows she shouldn't have been in. And also
but acknowledging
picking,
it, though.
Yes. But, yes.
Yes.
That's the thing about it. We all have been there.
Right.
But it's acknowledging the fact that, you know what? It's time for me to go.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how hard it is or how easy it is, it's time to go. Because
some people just stay.
Some people just stay forever.
For comfort.
And then I love the fact that she said that she did not give herself enough credit for being intelligent enough to choose.
That's introspection right there.
Yeah,
it is. Because if we think about it, we always talk about red flags.
Mm-hmm.
But you saw this nigga one shit in the beginning. So how, now that shit is really going down, that you now coming to realize that he I saw this.
Mm-hmm.
I knew this up front. How did I allow this to happen? But even further in the interview, she talks about how she's never really chosen anyone. She's not one that approaches men. She allows men to approach her and seek her out versus choosing the kind of man that she, you know, really goes in and selects on her own based on what she sees. Right.
And so weren't we taught that way, that we aren't supposed to approach the person, the man is supposed to find us?
But that's the thing about it. We have been.
We were taught that
as girls, as little girls, we have always been taught that we supposed to be groomed to be courted by a man.
Man, right?
The man is supposed to
Make the first move.
Mm-hmm. Ask for the first date. Mm-hmm. You are not to look. What's the word I'm looking for?
Desperate.
Desperate. Yes. Mm-hmm. You know you. What's that thing they do? Remember what's the name of that movie? Bridgerton. Did y'all watch Bridgerton?
I didn't watch Bridgerton.
Okay,
I did.
Well, every summer they have all the single ladies. Mm-hmm. Would come and pretty much show themselves that they're available.
The single men in the land.
Not to approach the guy. The guy is to pretty much say, oh, that's the one. And if there's more than one man after that particular woman, mm-hmm. then it's her decision on who she wants to date. But it's a whole family, like, it's just not about her. It's her mama, her daddy, her siblings. Mm-hmm. They have to approve this particular guy.
Okay.
You know? And right. So, but the thing is, the man seeks the woman. I'm showing you that I'm available. Now it's up to you, and the best man wins.
Mm-hmm. But hold on. So what's the choice? Okay. So let's say it's not two men that are up that want her. Let's say it's one man. So what if she ain't attracted to him?
She doesn't have to oblige to that. She doesn't mm-hmm. have to give in to that particular guy. If that's not what she wants, then she will remain. But sometimes it's the family.
Right. And that's what I was about to say. I mean, my understanding, that's modern day, and it still goes on in the high sometimes, circles of society. Yeah.
It's not your decision. Yeah. It's the family that says, that's who you're going to marry. Yeah, and marry.
And my understanding, still goes on.
And then mm-mm. you're like, that's not, but I really want his attention.
Mm-mm. And y'all say y'all didn't approach nobody.
I've never either. I've never approached a man.
Not to seek dating. Mm-mm. I have approached men, like conversation. Right. Hey, what's going on? How you doing? Just flirting. Yeah. I have flirted, but I have not actively sought out a man. Mm-mm. That where I say, hey, can I have your number? Can I get your number? I've never done that.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
Me either.
Oh, mm-mm. I've done that.
I am too shy to do that. I think I'm too shy to do that. I'm a big flirt until the action comes.
And so about Cree Summers, she's also an introvert. I mean, she's very knowledgeable and all of that. And she is also an introvert too. So I can see her kind of not being that person to approach, but she knows her. What I gathered from it, she knows her worth. She knows that she probably could get a man that had higher standards, but she's waiting for them to approach her, for them to see her for who she is. She already knows who she is, but I don't know. And I think she's put herself in positions. I think all of us put ourselves in positions, kind of like, who was it that the king fell in love with in the Bible? I can't think of it right now. And so she was there. I think it was Ruth. And she was in position to do things like Cree Summers. And many of us, I'm thinking of you two and myself, we put ourselves in positions to be presented as like working, doing things in the community and all this stuff by these men that we feel like the caliber that we should date. But sometimes those men just don't approach us. I don't know why, but they don't.
A Cree Summer is a July Cancer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She is a Cancer.
So I can totally see that. And me, because I balance as an introverted extrovert. I can say, right, you are extrovert.
Yeah, you're an extrovert.
And that's
all
why
the way.
I can't see why you don't approach men, because mm-hmm. at me as an introverted extrovert, I have never had any. If I see, baby, let me tell you something. If I see something I want and it look rat tasted to me, mm-hmm. or, you know, if the situation, because I haven't even approached men before and said, hey, I think this could be a good power couple situation. Like, let's see where this goes. I mean, it hadn't been successful or anything. But I feel like I'm the type of woman, I go after everything I want. And maybe that's the entrepreneur
in me. Mm-hmm. So it's not limited to just, you know, a career path and my profession. I go after everything. I meet women and I like their personalities, and mm-hmm. I might inbox them, or I might meet them and say, hey, we should have lunch. I want to become, you know, an inner circle person with you and get to know what you know and you know what I know. And mm-hmm. maybe we can, you know, collaborate and do something together. Whatever I want, I speak on. Now, has my intuition always served me well? And I'm going to say maybe 75-25, because I have a pretty good discernment about people. Mm-hmm. But I also feel like nothing is left to, you know, say that this was accidental. I was supposed to learn something from every person who's come into my life and in my past.
Yes, mm-hmm. something.
So we don't take that away. Mm-hmm. But every time I've chosen...
And you learn something about yourself in every situation. Mm-hmm. Not only that you learn something from them, but they should come in to teach you a lesson at some capacity.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's why I always say everyone learns a lesson.
Everyone. That so nothing is something. By chance. Nothing you is a mistake. Everybody.
But for me, I think I'm just old school when it comes to the courting or getting the attention of a male. I just feel like, you know, I'm still that girl that was taught the man is to approach you. Mm-hmm. And outside of me being the extroverted person that I am, because I'm super extroverted, I think. I'm toned down a lot over the mm-hmm. years because I think I'm just getting older. Mm-hmm. And it's the same cycle of things constantly. So it's like, I've been there, done that, seen that,
right?
You know, whatever. But I just think that I still have those values of, you know, the man approaching you. I may give you eye contact. That's the most I would do, is give you eye contact.
But I think also it has to do with when we let the flesh overwhelm our decision making. Mm-hmm. I said this to a young lady last week, and I couldn't almost believe myself when I said it. I said, you know, I'm so glad that as a beautiful 48-year-old woman that I no longer lead with my pussy. Mm-hmm. I lead with my mind now. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, we hold so much power that we I saw something that says if women tapped into their divine energy,
yes, mm-hmm.
they could run this. They can run their empire to be the greatest,
right?
Because we possess the energy. We possess everything that we want. It's up to us. Mm-hmm. The power is ours.
Right.
The decision is made is ours.
Right.
Nothing goes by without our approval.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And when we relinquish that power, mm-hmm. we've given control over. And it's like we actually have the control, mm-hmm. but we fall short. We relinquish it.
And I'm so powerful and in tune with my energy.
But once you tap into that, then you will know that nothing is off limits. Mm-hmm. You control the narrative. Mm-hmm. It's nothing. The power that you can possess and knowing who you are as a woman.
That's me. Mm-hmm. Yes.
As a woman. They said we are the portal.
Right.
Right. Life. We are.
So when I said the P word, mm-hmm. I should not have said that so bluntly. So when I say that, I'm going beyond that, because mm-hmm. you have energy fields that go into your body. Mm-hmm. So your P is governed by your sacral and solar plexuses. Mm-hmm. Understand this. So right. I'm saying when you start going inside of that, mm-hmm. and channeling that, when you pick your mate, baby, and versus, you know, you're just, you know, your vagina pleasure. Mm-hmm. It goes so much deeper
but
beyond,
you know,
that.
I don't think I ever thought about my vagina pleasure first. I just didn't.
You didn't, but he did.
I mean, and he probably did, but you know what I'm saying? But it's just, I always looked at the person as a whole, mm-hmm. and made a decision.
But
I don't know.
But they teach you, like,
right.
Let's not misunderstand what this is. So when you think about this new man that you've just met, mm-hmm. the butterflies even. Mm-hmm. The butterflies and are even associated with that solar right. plexus.
Right.
So it's the twang and the thing.
And
it's
you know
the bugs, it's the butterflies, everything here.
Yeah,
come on.
Yes. No, I think with me too, it's always a stimulating, you know, you got to have some intellect. You got to talk to me. You know what I'm saying?
No, mm-hmm. that's true too.
It is. Yeah.
That's true too. But guess what? Okay, so you are from, say, top down, mm-hmm. right? It starts mm-hmm. in your mind. It's the intro. It's the conversation.
Third eye. Right.
Right. It's not only third eye, but you have to tap into that part of your brain mm-hmm. sensor mm-hmm. that says, I like this conversation. It opened up another realm of your brain, right? Because
right.
our brain the capacity of our brain that can hold is unreal.
Right.
The storage, the knowledge, the, you know, things that we can remember, everything, your brain is just so, that muscle is just so, it expands.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can get my brain to expand mm-hmm. more than what, you're making me tap into an area where I didn't even think that I could even imagine or think. You have now opened another layer to me looking at you like, oh my gosh.
Right.
I can have conversation with you. I don't have to pull. You can right. actually draw things out of me that I didn't even
but
know.
It's
so guess
still,
what?
Right.
It's still a sensual sexual experience because
it is.
All he's doing is mind fucking you.
Right. But here's yeah. the thing.
Well,
it's stimulation.
Even,
but every
not
some
always
people,
mind fucking.
It's not. It's just. I just like great conversation.
Yeah. It's but called like, a sapiosexual.
Yeah, it is sapiosexual. I like great conversation.
But it does translate. At some point.
At some point, mm-hmm. but not the first point.
No, not the first point, but at some point, it will allow, that's why people's, probably the sex is great, mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. it may not be the best sex, but the...
Right.
Right.
You gotta...
But what I'm saying is, it's all intertwined.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is all intertwined. So even though that's not the first place, even though you're saying that you go for conversation first,
mm-hmm.
there is still a signal sent.
Right. Right.
Even though it's not the heightened
right.
signal, it's still sent there. Because if that was the case, all you would have to do with this person is to have intellectual conversation, and you wouldn't have to go any further physically with that person.
And
you would not have to.
Right.
And that's the thing. Sometimes I don't.
Well, yeah.
And that's the thing. Sometimes I don't.
Right.
I just, yeah.
And this is somebody who I love this general conversation with this person. I don't want to move any further with this person other than this. I don't want to make it a sexual thing.
Right.
I don't want to be with this person on a daily basis, cohabiting with them, yada, 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 yada.
Because just think about it. If he's not on the same mindset and the wavelength that you're on and his first thoughts are, you know, the genitals.
Carnal pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to work.
Right.
It's not going to work.
Mm-mm.
But because he's not going to respect you and your stance on why you're not giving in.
Mm-hmm.
Because right. he's already there and you're not. And he's trying to figure out, well, why she not there? And so guess what?
Mm-hmm.
That he feels like you're wasting his time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But if you are both on that same playing field mentally, he's going to understand why he should understand why the resistance or I'm not ready for the next phase in life. And there's no pressure. The pressure is not going to be there because the mental connection is there. I understand. I can wait. He may be out doing his own thing, but he's going to respect you
mm-hmm. right.
and your stance. And he's not going to hold that against you because he understands mentally where you are. If he's not there mentally and that's all he's thinking about is the genitals, everything you say is going in one ear and not
out
the other because his mindset is on one thing. And guess what? At some point, the calls are going to lessen.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to feel ghosted. And then it's like, I didn't have time. It's going to be mm-hmm. every excuse in the book.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because, and then it's going to say, well, you know what? He must have been all about sex. Or is this what he was all about? And he's going to say, nah, that's not it.
Now, have you not had men, because I have, who initially, it is a physical sexual attraction for them to me. And in return, I've had just a physical sexual attraction mm-hmm. to some men. However, they will say, you know, once I got to talking to you, Yoshi, and I realized how intellectual you were and how, you know, how smart you were in business and health and different things like that. He was like, that feeling almost went away. And I just wanted to get to know more about right. the woman.
Mm-hmm.
So this is how men tend to fall in love with the inside of me mm-hmm. versus what they see on the exterior.
Right.
But
and run that game to somebody else, but don't run it over
right,
here.
But once once they see that they're not getting past, like, boy, ain't nobody about to go lay down with your little ugly ass and give you some, like, who you think you is?
Like, we can
I just want to give you some coochie.
We can flirt, like, but that ain't going nowhere.
Right. I was like, honey.
Mm-mm. I need to stop that, too.
What? Flirting?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not intentional, though.
Yeah. No, it's not. No, it's not. I'm agreeing with you, Vaughn. Yes. It's not.
Because
it just happens.
I am naturally flirtatious. And I don't. I have been told many a times my eyes are very seductive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I don't understand how in one breath people can see me so seductive and then other people see me as you have this. You have this resting bitch yeah. face. Like, how does that even go together? Right. However, I've been told, but I can't say even as a woman, no homo. Vaughn is a very flirtatious woman without even trying. She just naturally flirts with her body language and the way she speaks and the way she moves. She baby, she the wind.
Mm-hmm.
That shit flirtatious in itself.
Yeah, it's reel flowy. Me back in sometimes.
She is a flowy little sundress walking around.
That's it.
And I mean, she
no
don't,
harm, no
she's
foul.
Really not trying.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it's just natural to her. And I applaud that.
Mm-hmm. I really don't be trying.
I feel like Sue is kind of flirtatious.
That's
too.
What I've heard.
And yeah,
and I'd be like, what the hell?
But hers,
be doing.
But hers is more. She's not flowy sundress. She's that. Librarian flirtatious. Can I help you? Like, she's like a service oriented flirtation. Yeah. And I'm the vixen flirt.
But I have been told that.
You got that right.
Yeah, I just think it's natural. That's why you don't see that you're doing it because it's just natural.
Can't help it.
Yeah,
you just can't help it.
I ain't trying because I want motherfuckers to be like, please don't want me. Please don't want me. This ain't what you want. I be giving them like, sir, this ain't what you want over here. Can you please go on about your business? And they be like, no, I don't know what it is about men. They love mean bitches.
Because they think it's a challenge for them. It's a challenge. That's all.
And I'm going to conquer her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because they feel like they can get you to a place of not bowing down or let's say
be
tapping
submissive.
Out.
Submissive.
Tapping out. Mm-hmm. They say, oh, I can get her to tap out.
I will never. I ain't
That's
been submissive a day in my life to nobody.
And then they going
to
come out looking like James Brown. Remember
okay.
That?
Yes. Yes. No, whoa.
Please.
Honey, I have them walking away in distress. They be like, I can't. I knew you told me to walk away and I should have walked away then. I have stressed out, sick.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
But I've never approached a male. Maybe I'll do that before my milestone.
Well, I'm not even going to set myself up that way.
I don't think so.
No, I'm mm-mm. not.
I don't even want them. Throw them out.
If they ain't like Mr. Fitzgerald, I don't want them.
Yes. So I was telling the ladies about this little older white man named Mr. Fitzgerald, and he done came into this little girl's life, and he has just leveled her all the way up, which will be on our next show talking about leveling up. Honey, she said when she talked to her about her young past life and how he wished he was there so he could have made everything better for her, she knew that that was the man she wanted to marry. And I just feel like people come into situations with their own little agendas. And, you know, at this point in time, you think you're going to meet somebody nice and I ain't going to say elderly, but older and established and well put together. And child, these niggas ain't about nothing either. But I'm going to go back to what Cree was talking about in the video about staying somewhere too long. I think we are picking and choosing and staying due to loneliness. Mm-hmm. And due to they feel like they need a companion or feeling like, because I'm getting up in age, I don't have the same options I had years ago. So I might need to just take what's here because they're slim pickings. And yeah, I'm not doing it.
Nope.
I am so happy with being lonely. I told my friend the other day, I look forward to being home on Friday by myself and staying in the house away from people because I've had enough peopling for all the week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think I would be one of those people who would ever get lonely. I don't need to live with nobody.
I think it's a state of mind. Loneliness is a state of mind. Mm-hmm. It is what do you consider lonely? You know what I'm saying?
Like, right. Yeah.
It's
I'm
not I think once you know self-worth and know your mm-hmm. know your existence, mm-hmm. it just depends on what you consider lonely.
Right.
I have good health. Mm-hmm. I don't have to be in a lie. Like, mm-hmm. I don't have to. Stressed you're not stressing me out.
Somebody talking to me,
lying
crazy.
To me. Right. Yeah. Like, I don't need that to feel mm-mm. accepted. Mm-mm. I'd rather, in your quote-unquote loneliness, I'd rather be lonely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
To put myself, especially at this age.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
You know, I will take the calmness coming home in my recliner, mm-hmm. laid up, watching, catching up on TV, you know, my TV shows, whatever, mm-hmm. and doing the things I want to do on my time when mm-hmm. I feel like being bothered. Because I'm at the point now where I'm just unbothered about a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And I'm just here to have fun.
And you're going
to
remain
here for
unbothered.
Enjoyment. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I was never the person that felt like I had to be married at a certain age. Or I had to have this. I had to make myself feel accepted. Mm-hmm. You know, my sister was different. She felt mm-hmm. like she had to get married. Mm-hmm. She married anything. And mm-hmm. it shows. Mm-hmm. Like, I never desired marriage. Mm-hmm. Now, if it happens, it happens.
It happens.
And mm-hmm. I'm all for it, but I'm about just good company, having good conversation, and being able to go back home or being with someone that's like-minded.
But you know what, Vaughn? That's I was having a conversation a couple of weeks ago. That's just like somebody saying, because I don't have children, that doesn't, it's like, oh gosh, you're not gonna have any kids. Like, that doesn't make them have a complete life. Because you don't get married or you're not gonna get married again, that doesn't mean that you're not gonna have a complete life. You know, it's just, it's what you make of your life. It is.
And you have to come to terms with that. Like in the segment that Cree said, not yet. So it's not like you're giving up.
Right.
It's just not yet.
Well,
you know, it's like I owe myself more than what I've done.
Right.
I put myself in situations that I probably should not have because out of whatever mm-hmm. desperate times, calls for desperate measures type situation. Right. But I'm at the point now, I'm peace. Give me peace.
Right.
Give me solace. Give me quietness. Like, I don't want to, you see how everybody right now in the world is chasing something. Mm-hmm. I'm not chasing nothing. I attract. Mm-hmm. I am not going to be out here twiddling my thumbs, trying to figure out where the next person doing, where they at. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm going to sleep tonight because I'm expecting to wake up in the morning.
Next morning.
When you are content, I tell people all the time, I don't want nobody else's life.
No.
Right.
I love the fact that I'm so
that
blessed to be me. Everything I got, I'm supposed to freaking have.
Yep.
I got me a basic little house. It's what I want. Mm-hmm. It ain't decked out in the finest.
But it's 10,000. It's yours.
It's mine.
It's yours.
It's mine.
Right.
and I ain't struggling to pay for it. I can still do the things that I want to do. I love my life, and that is the contentment.
Yes,
baby. Yeah. I'm at right where the self-actualization hits. Yes. Mm-hmm. And baby, I love this. Whether I done gained some weight, and I ain't about to be stressed out about a shit. I done got a little plump from what I was a couple months ago, but I know I need to lose the weight. But I ain't up here stressed out about to get on some goddamn Ozempic. I ain't trying to get no BBL to make my ass bigger for these niggas to look at. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Nigga, I've been pulling niggas with this shoebox ass of mine since fucking 91.
Well, right. You know what?
They gonna want it.
Go ahead.
It don't matter. I'm cool.
It doesn't matter. Right.
I'm cool. I ain't about to be sitting on no damn flight on no goddamn cushion, bleeding all over the goddamn
house.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, y'all don't want all this ass because then you have to go and go up a whole nother darn pant size to fit all this in here. It's not fun, people. Mm-mm. I've had it since I was born.
It's not fun.
Mm-mm.
Coming out the pampers.
Just like they don't want all these titties because they got to go up a whole shirt size.
And you know, that's crazy. I always wanted them. And then when you get it, this shit ain't fun. Mm-hmm. Excuse my language, y'all.
I want a little bigger.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought I wanted.
Then when they get all hot and moist up underneath.
Right. You got to put on talcum powder and all that stuff.
It ain't no fun.
Everybody want what they don't have.
Right. And that's the problem.
But when you are content with what you have, that is the best fucking feeling in the world.
My ain't never stop.
There you go.
Baby, when I learn the answers to life, when I get them answers to life, and I be like, wow, this is why this is like that to me. Is like a reward.
But then this is also too, I want people to understand, sometimes you got to sit in it and understand what's going on around you. Mm-hmm. And when you sit in it, sometimes you have to isolate to really understand. And once, like you said, Yoshi, once that light bulb goes off and it comes to you rather in a epiphany or a dream or all of the above and the people around you, you'll get it and you be like, what the hell? Okay, I got it. I'm gonna go from here now, God. You know, and that this is the life that you give, and this is life that you've been given. But you know that you deserve more, and the more is coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming.
Even if I had to do it for myself,
right?
It's coming.
But you know what? I'd rather do it for myself because one thing I don't like, you're not going to hang nothing over me.
Uh-uh.
I can't stand that. That's why I'm like, you know what? Like you said, I'd rather sleep in peace. Mm-hmm. Knowing that I got the help genuinely from people that I know not gonna be like, and this is what I did for them, and this is what I did from them.
Yep.
And like you said earlier,
not getting mad.
Right. And like when you said, when your discernment and you tap into your intuitive side, you just know what you know, and when you know, and when to show it or tell it.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think women, we really need to learn ourselves.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Relearn ourselves.
And that requires being by yourself.
Being by yourself. Yes. Yes.
Because you can't learn yourself if somebody in your ear telling you what you need to do, what you need to be, what you should want, what you shouldn't want.
I really would say have a nice spiritual life.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important because it keeps you grounded. It keeps you planted. You cannot go about in this world without, I feel like you cannot go about in this world without having some type of spiritual, some type of spirituality in your life. Not saying religion, but some type of balance that's gonna keep you grounded.
It's an energy. It's a healing energy.
You've already lost the game.
Yeah.
If you don't, you have to have some type of believe in something higher than you.
Yes.
And affirmations, manifestation,
meditation,
yes, all that stuff.
Channeling energy,
because this is how you are going to break those curses, though, you're going to have to identify with and be real with yourself. Mm-hmm. Being real yep. with yourself. Do not fake the funk. Just be honest about, you know, I effed this up because I allowed this. Take accountability. Right. Yep. Take accountability. And absolutely. I think once you do that, I'm going to tell you, the power is ours. Women, we
I am powerful.
And I'm not taking away from the men. I'm not taking away from the men, but women are.
And they need to be powerful too mm-hmm. in what they want. Speak on what you want.
Speak on what you
want. Live like what you want.
Yep.
Don't live one way and then speak something totally different. Because that's counteractive.
Yep.
If you ask me.
Yep.
And I had a girl at work say, "Arrington, you a spiritual Tupac."
I said
I am too, because I talk about, you know, my anointing and my purpose and how spiritual guided I am. Mm-hmm. But then I also talk about cussing people out and hanging up on motherfuckers. And because God damn it, I'm 48 years old and I done been to hell and back and I don't have to do shit no more. Nobody want to make me do. I am in control of me. Nobody else. I am powerful. Nobody don't have no control over Yolanda but the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you fuck with me, I'm going to cuss you out. And then I'm going to go and I'm going to pray for myself and I'm going to pray for you. Lord, please don't let this nigga try me no more. Because see, not next time they're going to get slapped. And I don't want to do it. And you don't want me to do it, Lord. Yeah. So help me. Guide me.
That sounds like, glory to the Lord, please take this man away from me.
Yeah. Because that's how you have to do. And it's nothing wrong with the way I handle my situations. You just got to know. And I tell people, I give them the disclaimer earlier on. Baby, I am a progress in works. Not a work in progress. I am progress in works. I can always go down the road that I came from again and show like you that side.
I'm a don't progress in works.
There you go.
Not a work in progress.
Because
work is a lot.
Ain't it? I want them to know, baby, I'm refined, but I come from the streets. And I'll get you back right. Don't do it. But you have to also remind people, why take people back to a place that they've evolved from?
Because
you want to be an asshole.
Right.
Don't do that.
That's why you got to have the spiritual balance, because you got to be able to discern. You know what? He trying me.
And I walk.
Your intuition is gonna say, girl, don't just walk away.
Right. But just I also have
the
intuition to say, let me walk away from this goddamn fool. I don't want to go to jail today. I'm a step away because you know better than this, Yolanda. You got to be able to talk to yourself. Mm-hmm. You got to talk yourself off the ledge sometime. Shit. Susan.
Hmm?
We getting ready to go, y'all.
We leaving?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we gone.
Yeah, tell them where they can find us.
Well, you can find us on all podcast platforms. You can find us on Instagram as The Very, V-A-R-Y, Necessary Podcast. And never miss a show. Go to our website at The Very, V-A-R-Y, NecessaryPodcast.com. We are also interested in your letters to us. Send us an also very necessary letter to our email at The V-A-R-Y, NecessaryPodcast@gmail.com.
To Susie.
Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and the theme for this year is turn awareness into action. So encourage people to take the concrete steps to address mental health challenges, building on recognition of mental health importance. Please, at any time, if you need to chat, you can contact us. Everything is confidential, or you can dial 988 for services. And we out.
Bye.